Okay, here we go, page 127. Still referring to the Hafsekos by Netilas Yadayim and Motzi, and here's a din that's brought down in one of the Rishon Archos Chaim. Ruben Shaya Notel Yadav La'achilav, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin Siv Zayin. Ruben was washing his hands to eat, and Yaakov forgot that Ruben was still in the kitchen washing his hands, and Yaakov starts making a Motzi. I am a Varach Motzi. But Niskavin Lahotzi Hashon, but he's Niskavin for to be Motzi, anyone who's listening. So Ruben is included in Yaakov's Kavanah. The Acher Kach Nigev Ruben Yadav Berach on the Tilas Yadayim. And after he hears the Amotzi, then Ruvain, he already washed his hands, he didn't say Netilas Yadayim or dry his hands. Two people pointed out that really the Mechaber is out of order over here. Really, you first say Netilas Yadayim and then you dry your hands. That's the correct order. But Bechol Mekor Lo Havi Hesek. That is not going to be a Hesek in Yaakov, in the Amotzi that he heard. The fact that he Netilas Yadayim and dry his hands in the middle, that is like what we learned last time, that's not considered a hefsek because that's part and parcel of the mitzvah. So it's like saying pass the salt and things that are in part and parcel of the mitzvah, therefore it's not a hefsek. Yotzei b'berkas Yaakov, he's yotzei with the brach of Yaakov. He does not have to go back and make another berkas emotzi. Once again, he's yotzei through Yaakov's brother. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Memhei, who a din? Even if the whole Netilas Yadayim, even if he didn't wash his hands before, he washed the Netilas Yadayim after hearing a Motzi Legamre, Gan Ken Yotzi B'Diyavid, he stole Yotzi B'Diyavid through Yaakov's Bracha. It doesn't sound like he's saying this is going to be a Lechat Chilur do, but nevertheless, that would be fine. Okay, but this is all coming to Lafuke, two lines down below. Nakal Lashon Z'Elo Horos Lano Din Birka Salon Netilas Yadayim Haya B'Shashi Yaakov Birka Motzi. If he mamash said the bracha of the Netilas Yadayim while Yaakov was saying a motzi, that's going to be no good. Because he can't have kavanah b'yotzi, the birkas amotzi that Yaakov was making while he's saying the Netilas Yadayim. And who at any time, any type of talking, even if you're making a bracha, you can't be yotzi mitzvahs while talking. Okay, if someone's saying kiddush, you're talking, you're not yotzi kiddush if you miss out on the ikker part of the kiddush. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out in the end of Sif Katan Memhei. Moving on to Sif Ches. Shachach v'achol v'lo berach amotzi. If one forgot, and he eats and he does not make hamotzi lechemina. He did not remember. He did not say birkas hamotzi. Meaning he ate and he forgot to make a bracha. And this is huad din in any brachas that you're making, not just hamotzi. In nizkar betocha suda mevarach. If he remembers in the middle of the suda, whoops, I forgot to make hamotzi, I forgot to say shahakal in my drink, whatever, and you're still in the middle of eating, then you can make a bracha in the middle of eating. Why is that? Look at Mr. Bosi, called him Zayim mevarach. Because up until now, if every bite that you ate until now did not get a bracha on it, so for now on, furthermore, you're not going to make a bracha, you're going to make a worse problem. The halacha is that every single bite that you take, or every single sip of the drink you take, needs to have a bracha on it. It just happens to be when we make a bracha, like we talked about last time, is the bracha is chal on something. When you take that first bite, the bracha is chal on that, and it goes onto every bite you're going to take thereon. Okay? But each bite needs a bracha. So therefore, when you didn't make a bracha on the first 10 bites, so the next 10 bites are not going to get a reading. That requires a bracha also, just like the first 10 bites did. So over here, you're going to make a bracha on the in the middle, and therefore it's going to be for sure go on the next 10 bites. But comes the shartzin over here and gives even a bigger chiddush. Look and see cotton mem hey, vialech and shartzion os mem hey, vialech and chabudus for odes achron and katu, dibeze yitakin of a sasso al sha'avar. Not only does it help for the second 10 bites, but even works lamafreya on the first 10 bites. This will correct the problem on the first 10 bites. The kozman shlogomer sudaso mikri over las yasan. This will work to go back and fix the problem on what the fact that he didn't make a bracha on the first 10 bites. It doesn't mean lechatchila you go ahead and make a bracha in the middle of a suda. Okay, that would be aser. But if you forgot to make a bracha, make sure you go ahead and make a bracha on the rest. Going on in the mechaber, the imlo nizkar ad shegamar suda. So if you only remember that you didn't make a bracha after you're done with the suda, eino mevarach, you're not allowed to make a bracha anymore. You can only do it while you're still osik in the same thing by berkas mitzvah. You can make the berkas mitzvah so long as you didn't finish the mitzvah. Once you finish the mitzvah, you can't go ahead and make a bracha anymore. It's just a question of what's considered the end of each mitzvah that we don't have time to get into right now. Same thing over here. By suda, until you finish your suda, you can still make a bracha. Once you're done with the suda, then you can no longer go ahead and make a bracha anymore. But the Mishnah Berurah does point over here. In Sivkatan Memches, right at the end, he says, "Umiyu im esher lo lechol od ma'at." If you have vasa, you have a little bit more food in front of you, and you're a little bit hungry, so you should eat a little more. You should go out of your way to eat a little more. Why? Because then you could go ahead and make a bracha on this food, and then once again, it's going to lemafreya cover everything that you did up until now. Very interestingly, if you look in the Beis Yosef, though, Beis Yosef does not say, he brings down such a svara, I think, b'shem the Kolbo, and he says that you do not need to do such a thing, or you're not machmer for it. So it could be the svarim would not have to be machmer, but I don't know or understand what you're losing on the matter. Over here, it sounds like not only are you gaining the fact you made a bracha, but according to the Shart, see it over here and see, hey, it's going to work lemafreya, it's going to correct everything else you did, it's going to be a great thing. So one should go out of his way to go ahead and eat a little more of something of that same bracha, and they're opata everything b'diavad. I'll take the questions at the end. Okay, moving on. Sif Tes. Imhum esupakim berach hamotzi imav. So over here now he doesn't before in Sif Ches we know for sure he did not make a motzi. Over here now he has a suffix. He doesn't know if he made a motzi or not. So eino chozer mevarich. He's not going to go ahead and make a bracha. This is not like when by birkas a Muslim. By birkas a Muslim is a bracha daraisa, and therefore, if you're satiated, it's a bracha daraisa. And therefore, if you don't remember if you bench or not, you do go back and bench again, and that will be the lach over there. But over here, birkas a motzi and other brachas which are only derabanan. Even though, if everyone learned the first some of the brachos, it sounds like it's also derabanan because we daraisa because we learn out of kav chomer for birkas a Muslim, right? Mishu Sovia, Kavachomer, so when he's not eaten yet, nevertheless, this comes to Lafugi, that's even though the Tosus over there says it's not a Kavachomer Gomorhu, it's not a real Kavachomer, therefore it's not the Raisa Bracha Rishona, and we pass in Bracha Rishona as only Dirabanan, and therefore we apply the halacha of Suffolk Brachas Lakula, and therefore we do not go back and make a Bracha. Rav Nevin Saul, Marina Varabeinu Shlita points out in Dimer Masel Eino. This is all according to Rov Rishon Mishita Sarif Visiato. There is the Shita Sari on Yud Beis Amun Aleph. In the Sechus Bracha, Zvim Masel Lo, the Re writes that if you have a suffix, you made a bracha, you do go ahead and make a bracha. Because why? Because worse is the case if one does not make a bracha, we know that's like stealing from Hashem. It's mal. Okay, that's a terrible thing. We do not want to chas shalom be nena below bracha, and therefore it's better to be, if you have a suffix, better not to be over nena below bracha, and then being over suffix of maybe making an extra bracha. Okay, that's the Shita Sari. We do not pass in like the Re, like Rav Nevinsel points out himself. We do not pass in like the Re, we pass in like the Shulchan Aruch over here, that suffix bracha is the kula. We do not make a bracha b'makom suffix. Okay, that is the lacha over here in Sita. So anytime you have a suffix, whether you make a bracha or not, then we do not go ahead and make a new bracha. Sif Yud. In the makom berachas hamotzi, berach shakol ni abidvaro, by accident, instead of saying hamotzi lechem min haaretz, you said shakol ni abidvaro, or not only do you not even say a bracha that is mitakim by the chachamim, but you make your own nusachak, o shamar brich rachmana malka ma'ar da'i pita, you say it in Aramaic, blessed is the God, the King, who gave us this bread, Yotzei, you're also Yotzei with that, because you can make a bracha in any language that you want, but over here you're not only not in the right language, it's not even the nusach of the regular bracha, and therefore, but nevertheless, we see over here, you're Yotzei, whether you say Shakol Niyabizboro, or you say Bracha Rachmana Ma'al Chadara, because you mention Hashem Rachmana, and you mention His kingship, both those are required in a bracha, and therefore you are Yotzei B'diyev. Everyone should know this is only B'diyev, and this is only if you did it by accident. You are not allowed to make shahakol niyabidvaro. Even if you have a suffix, you have to go ahead and ask. You have to find out. If there's no one asks, you can't find out. There's no way of figuring out what the correct bracha is. Then one would be allowed to say shahakol niyabidvaro. That's niyabidvaro. That's a fair in the Mishnah Berurah. In Simon Reish Dalad Sif Katan Pei Dalad over there, you're not allowed to go ahead and just say, shahakol covers everything. I'll just go ahead and say shahakol niyabidvaro. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan Nun Gimel Yatsa Bidiven, your Yotzi Aval Chatchila Aser Bishteyan. It's Chatchila, you're not allowed to say either one, like we just said before. The Af the Brachas Namri Mikol Lashon Haino Hecha Delo Shina Klam Nusach Bracha. That's only when you don't change the Nusach Bracha. Aval Hacha Shina Minusach Shekabel Chazal Blashon Hakodesh. Over here, you change the Nusach that Chazal was Metakin Vafilu Hachi Yatsa Bidiven. Nevertheless, you are Yotzi Bidiven. Shall call Pani Hisker Shem Machos Vinya Bracha. That's what I mentioned before. Okay, Rav Nevinsel points out, B'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, his Rebbe, that that you're not allowed to even use this nusach of bracha, even in b'makom safik, you don't know if you're safik, you've made a bracha or not. So I'll just say, brich rachmana dai pita, and therefore I'm not really saying Hashem's name. Therefore I'm not saying a bracha levatala, and I'll just use this b'makom safik. Rosh Shlomo Zalman was not into that. He said, one should not use this even b'makom safik. One more thing before we end today is the Bir Halacha, very, very important Bir Halacha. In Dibur HaMasu, b'makom Birkas HaMotzi points out the Bir Halacha, v'imberach borei mine mizonos, Das harbi achroin and diatza b'dieved. Not only is shahakal a bircha klalit that covers everything, so too is birkas borei mine mizonos. Except for two things, except for mayim and melech, except for salt and water, which are not mazon, says the Gemara. Mizonos will work b'dieved according to ruba de achronim. And this is how we pass on halacha l'maisa. One makes mizonos by accident, that also will cover things b'dieved. But one should know that Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his Igros Moshe, in Chelek Dalad Simen Mem, that any when you use the bidi of a bracha b'rei mini mizonos, and I believe who adin, or Rav Nevin Sal told me who adin, when you're using shahakal and you did it by accident, you use these bracha by accident, one shouldn't continue eating. What he should do is stop his eating session, go outside, take a walk around, gorim a hefsik. You should make a hefsik in your bracha because you don't want to cover the rest of your eating session with a bidi of a bracha. Gorim a hefsik, and then come back and make the true bracha that you're supposed to make on the food in order to make the right bracha on that food. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes. And in Ruha Din, Leinian Berka Shehakol, V'chulei Adkan for today. Yes, questions?